that idea out of your mind and realize that God can use you at any stage of life. In fact, you need to expect Him to use you and not allow any negative thoughts that might say, I'm too old, I'm pastor, or anything like that at all, to hit you at all, because that is not the Holy Spirit of God at all. Okay? That's really all it was.
Be not as Moses, who feared and said, for I am slow of speech, and no one hears me. And the Lord said to him, who formed your mouth? Open your mouth and I will fill it.
The fact that the first one was on age, I had the opposite end of the age. The Lord is saying that no matter how young you are, He will give you the words and He'll give you the ability to do what He calls you to do and not to be afraid to step out because you feel you're too young in the Lord, you're too young in your age. He will open your mouth. He will give you the words to speak. Amen.
Just turn it up a bit there.
And don't let lack of education be a bar to you. The Lord loves to use. The only time Jesus was happy was when He saw that the uneducated people understood what He was getting at. So let God use you, whatever your status of education is.
I feel the Lord's got a message to widows that He will comfort you in your time of need, and He's going to take you to a higher level. In ministry, and He loves you dearly, and He will never leave you nor forsake you.
Thank you. Just prior to going for lunch, the Lord started to lay on my heart, and I will just speak it out. Just saying that I believe there's people here who are concerned for family members and or friends that are not well, that are sick, and they've been really troubled about that. And the Lord was encouraging us to ask someone else to pray with you. Very important that just even one person pray for that friend, pray for that family member, because God does move, He is moving, and He will move in their lives. In Jesus' name.
Beginning to bring down the structures that man's put in place, and that the purity of the church will be how it was in the book of Acts, and that He is kind of He is releasing His spirit throughout New Zealand, but throughout the churches, and He is absolutely going to be very determined to bring down the structure because it is stopping what is needed to be done for these last days. So be encouraged. No, it's like a little bit, I just think a lot of us feel scared to move out, but, you know, I really believe there's a time of freedom and the freedom we are in Christ Jesus, and that structure is holding quite a lot of you back in captivity.
Bondage to woundedness and things that have happened in the past, and you're aware that you haven't been released, and but you're not, you're aware that you're bound, you're aware that you're not free, but you need to seek ministry, you need to seek the way that, what is the next step, Father? Step by step, He's going to lead you out into freedom, because God wants you set free emotionally, spiritually, and in every way. We're to work out our salvation, and salvation is a package deal. It's not just receiving Jesus. Then comes healing, then comes deliverance, then comes freedom. And I just feel to exhort you to work out your freedom And Lord, every day, what is the next step? Do I ring someone to pray with? Do I read the scripture? What is your path to freedom for me? Because God wants you set free.
I believe God is saying that God is willing that none should perish, but all should come to repentance. And we are the vessels that he wants to use. And we don't know what effect we are having in our daily lives just by the way we behave, the things that we say. We may not even be preaching, but just there are people that we are going to affect, and they are going to make decisions for Christ. They will repent because they are watching us. We are God's witnesses. Ross has got a word for you.
I believe the Lord is saying to you to be encouraged and to not give up, to persevere and to keep sharing the faith. There will be many that you will draw closer to him. There are many that you need to water. There are many that you need to encourage. Do not be discouraged. The Lord loves you with a special love, and he's wanting to particularly encourage you today. Amen.
I share it this morning, but it keeps nagging me to share it again publicly. The first lady rose when I walked in with my husband this morning. It came to me the compassion for you in the words of forgiveness and receiving inner healing. And when Len prophesied to another lady was on the other side, and while Len was prophesying, it's like a black jacket is hanging over her back, and the only words came to me is to rebuke the past practicing of evil spirit. And just last few seconds before you stand up, the words was came to me about to pray for somebody is domineering by culture and child bringing up.
If I'm understanding you correctly, you're referring to the lady that I prophesied over there. Is that? Did you hear that? Does that sound make sense to you? What she was interpreting?
I'm just trying to write it down in the process.
Okay. But I want to encourage you. I think that word that has come out corporately, there are a number of you that need some prayer, that we need to respond to that word at some point at the end, that there's healing, there's things that have happened that have hindered you in your walk and has stopped the liberty and the freedom in Christ that Christ died for that freedom. Let's claim it back and walk in it so that we can fulfill our purpose and our gifting can flow in the Holy Spirit with freedom. Freedom, I think, is a word that came through a number of times in the prophetic today, and we should try and respond to that before we go. Is that okay?
Yes, you want to just lead in a prayer now so we can move on?
Okay. Well, let's just take hold of this word. Let's say this prayer together. Father, in the name of Jesus,
Amen.
We take authority today.
We take authority today
over every limitation in our mind and our heart,
in our mind and our heart,
that has come through hurt and abuse,
that's come through hurt and abuse,
misunderstandings,
unforgiveness,
anger and bitterness. We repent of these things now.
We
turn to you, Lord. And today we receive freedom and healing. Our human spirits are healed today
by
the blood of Jesus. And the power of the Holy Spirit. That sets us free. From every limitation of men. Every limitation of structure.
That
in Jesus' name.
That in Jesus' name
we are going to arise.
That we're going to arise
and fulfill our purpose and destiny.
To fulfill our purpose and destiny.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, the Lord would speak to you today and say that He has new things in store for you. He would have His people to rise up, to throw off the things of the past. Yes, even to think differently. And to see yourselves in the light of what Jesus Christ has accomplished for you. And know that He sent His Holy Spirit to live inside of you, that you will rise and fulfill your destiny to the glory of God. I would remind you today, my people, that I've called you to be a supernatural people. You can rise. You can do exploits in the name of the Lord. Therefore, listen to my voice. Cultivate a sensitivity to my voice. Know that I will speak to you and I will ask you to do things, some you've never done before. But as you obey and as you follow me, says your God, you will step into new realms of experience, of authority, of love, and of seeing people released to rise up and to fulfill their destiny, because you've allowed me to use you, says your Lord, your God. Anyone else just want to follow through on that?
Yeah, good stuff.
It's Ricky. This one's quite close to me, but I just really felt the Lord speaking this corporately today. There are some people here that who are in career paths that they're just, you know, there's been an unsettling going on for quite some time. God is calling people like myself and yourself out into His work now, that you can't quite see the shape of that at the moment, how that completely looks. But there is a key that He's giving you to open the door. And when you get through that door, the picture will become much clearer. But there's an unsettling that's not just, you know, it's been going on for quite some time. And you'll know when the time is right. I was speaking to Malcolm at lunchtime about this. And you know, I just believe God is raising up a people that are prepared to take some pretty scary steps. And on the other end of that is some fairly miraculous things that will take place. And the provision of God will be there. We must believe in that.
On the same lines, I believe today that there is a person or people that have come here today. They've come to listen, to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying, and to you have a decision to make, and that's to step out. I just encourage you to listen to the Holy Spirit and all the other voices that have been speaking to you, to put them aside. Seek the Holy Spirit and take a step of faith and step over the line that will take you from where you are now to where God wants to put you. Bless you.
Yeah, I can just follow up on what I've sort of heard through the last couple of prophecies there. You know, when Jesus bore, you know, it says that He bore our sins and He bore those 39 stripes for us. And, He, you know, by His stripes we are healed. But, you know, the stripes that we have, that we endure, that we receive, is not, you know, we might think that, you know, why was I wounded? But I tell you what, you were wounded for somebody else's healing. What you took upon yourself and what you've gone through, as God heals you, He wants to use you to heal others. I really believe, you know, just if I can just say, as I heard those prophetic words come, I believe it's so that you can be strengthened today, so that you can go out and do what God's called you to do, even though you've borne some stripes and things have happened to you. We have to overcome, because the Spirit of God is living in us that'll, you know, enable us to overcome the enemy of our soul so we can do the work of Christ. So I encourage you, you are called of God this morning, this afternoon, today. You are called by God to do something great in the kingdom of God.
Someone else?
I'm very new at this, but I just
Speak up.
I just felt very overcome and just got the word that God wants us to hear his heartbeat for lost souls, and that all that we do, well, if we're obedient, we'll bring those souls to salvation.
Yes. Yes. Spiritual gifts are soul-winning tools. Look at John 4. Jesus with the woman at the well. One word of knowledge brought the whole village to Jesus. We need to have ears to hear.
Thanks. Just what you were saying before about how we're overcomers and what Rodney was talking about before about the famine that's going to come, I just understand that as a church, we are to help each other, to build each other, to help each other through the time that's coming. And sorry, I'm not putting it very well, but just that the famine that's coming will be different, obviously, from famines that are past, and that just we will get prophecies to show us how to get through this famine, and that as Christians we will be there for each other, and that just God will show us how different ways to get through it, you know, and how as the prophecy came before about careers and jobs, and how obviously that this is going to change, and how we're going to get through it. Is that God will show us through prophecy how we will get through it.
Yes.
And so how, as Christians, we have to look to God, and he will show us that we trust in him and we don't fear, because as Christians, we will be the ones to get through it. So as the world around us crumbles and they run around in fear, we look to God, and he will show us. Yes. So that I just got that quite strongly. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, we are to be salt to the earth, and I'm really drawn to the scriptures, especially in Isaiah 60, that we are to be a light to those that are around us. But it says here, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And the Gentiles shall come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising."
Yes. Yes. This is not a time to be holding back. You have to step out. As they said today, risk, that is faith. And the Lord says, I'm going to do a new thing in this land. I am going to move mightily by my spirit in this land, because this land is being called to be a light and a beacon to the world. And I will use the ones who are faithful, who are willing and able and will and available, sorry, to do the risk factor and step out in faith and do what I've called them to do.
I believe the Lord's saying that he's the head and we're the body, and we need to wake up, O sleeper.
And this basically is the scripture he's given me. He says to us all, "Lift up your heads, O you gates. Be ye lifted up, you age-abiding doors, that the King of glory may come in." Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Amen. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Yes, lift them up, you age-abiding doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he then, this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory.
Hallelujah.
That is Psalm 24, 7-10.
John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, that glory that is full of grace and truth. Jesus is the Word. This Word abides forever. It's full of grace and it's full of truth. The Lord God is a spirit, and he is not bound by the laws of this land or any other land. He is not bound to the laws and the regulations that governments are making all over the world right now. Laws and regulations that bypass the truth, the holy word of God. And he wants to remind us today, this is the only sure foundation we have. Everything around us is changing, but this will never, ever change. It is the word of God, and it abides forever.
I am the one to avenge. I am the one to forgive. I am the one to make judgments. Leave that to me.
Thank you.
I feel a sense of encouragement, people. The Lord said to me, there's some broken people here this morning. I guess we're all broken to some extent. But the Lord is saying, don't hold back because of your brokenness. Don't hold back for any reason. It clearly says in the Bible we can all prophesy, and he desires us to. And he showed me a picture of a broken brick. And then he showed me a picture of some broken tiles. And he was saying, from that picture, he showed me this amazing path that was built by broken bricks being put together in a pattern. And then he showed me an amazing piece of art of broken tiles that were put together in a mosaic. And he's saying, as broken people, we are part of a greater work, a bigger work. And he's, I believe somebody else said, he is calling us to step out. Do not let your brokenness, do not let your age that's come up today, young or old, do not let your situation, your job, whatever you're involved in, stop you. We can all prophesy. There are voices from the enemy that are preventing us from not doing what he is calling us to do. So regardless of our brokenness, he wants us to prophesy. We are part of a bigger work.
I think the Lord is wanting us to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has set us free, and not to be entangled again with any yoke of bondage, but just to be bold, take courage, go forth and follow him. Don't be turned to the left or the right, but just put one foot in front of the other and just follow.
Thank you.
I believe this
word's
for you, Rodney.
Francis, the 12th year is really important to you. I'm not quite sure why. And the Lord's going to give you joy that you've never had before. And he also gave me a picture of, you know what a car tyre looks like blown up? And you're going to be in the middle of it and you're going to be holding on, but the joy of the Lord is going to carry you through it.
Okay. Thank you.
Ready?
This isn't a spectator sport.
I feel the Lord is saying there are people here who have not known the love of the Lord for a long time. Today he wants to shower you with his love. A love, an everlasting love. A love that cannot be taken away, but grown and improved. So those that feel void of love know that the Lord loves you with a deep and everlasting love.
I just feel right now we need to stand and just praise God and then let this gift continue to flow, but it just needs to stir up and Just praise the Lord, worship Him, folks. Just do it, love Him in the name of Jesus. Lord, we impart your love. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father.
We bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you for speaking what you have today, Lord. Bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let the Holy Spirit be released in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, let's keep prophesying.
Yes, there we are.
I might need the other mic. Just as I sat down after lunch, I met our brother David up the back for the first time over many years, and I know we all know that he was in music and writing music, but I just felt on my heart, and whether this is to confirm it to me, or I just felt strongly, brother, whether you're in pastoral ministry, I could see pastoral ministry over your life, and or a special teaching in a special area that God would have or has on your life, and that He's going to stretch you just a little bit more.
I just feel to give a little word of encouragement to all of us. This is not original, but I just feel the Holy Spirit wants me to repeat something that John Cheryl wrote once. And that is that Jesus was always in the Holy Spirit, even during those temptation times in the desert. He was completely in the Spirit. And the encouragement the Holy Spirit is trying to give to us today is, hey, even when trials come, even when difficulties come, we too are to remain in the Spirit. We kind of feel, because we're humans and we're tested and tried and all that, that we can get out of the Spirit. But the Holy Spirit is saying, no, I want you to follow Jesus. And this is a word to my heart as much as anybody's. We've got to keep in the Spirit. Somebody has said, even if there's no revival in the world, no revival in the church, no revival in New Zealand, no revival in Auckland, at least we can draw a circle around us and we can have a revival in that circle. We can remain in the Spirit. We can, as Psalm 27 verse 4, which was given to me when I was with you guys in Parakaram recently, which I was singing with my ukulele this morning. One thing have I, how does it go? Desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty or behold the character of God. We tend to look at circumstances, don't we? And I certainly have a few circumstances that can tempt me to look away from the character of God right now. But that's the encouragement the Holy Spirit is to say, dwell on the character of God, the love of God, being in the Spirit of God, not the circumstances. We're always going to have opposition, but we can be in the Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good word.
I believe there's multiple people here today, men, who God is calling and wanting you to rise up as a father in this generation. You may not have kids of your own, or your kids might be grown up a long time ago, but God is wanting to use people to reveal His heart as father to a generation that doesn't know what His heart is like. And God is asking of you your willingness, because it will cost you. It will cost you in time, it will cost you in resources, but the blessing will be that you will know His Father heart better as you pass it on to others.
Good word. So anybody, any men who want to respond to that word? If you feel God's calling as a father in the Spirit to other sons and daughters,
and you feel you want to commit that to the Lord, you should stand and we'll just pray for you. We'll just speak a blessing upon you, that, you know, God will release in you that father heart. I think that's for more than just three men. Come on.
Make it four.
Rise, brother. I know where some of these fathers are. I can call them out. Come on. Fathers in the spirit. Okay. Father, we thank you today that is prophesied in Malachi, that you're turning the hearts of the fathers to the sons. Lord, so our prayer is that those fathers would arise with hearts to bring healing into this generation, that the orphan's spirit would be broken, and that the orphans, Lord, would be healed, that they would know they are sons and daughters in the kingdom of God, and that every prodigal that is ministered to will turn to the Father and come and be restored. So, Father, we thank you for their hearts, and we pray fruitfulness to come forth in their ministry and in their lives, that they would see this generation turn to you and to serve you and to be healed by those fathers in the faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I really believe that's an important thing.
If the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, he will make your mortal body alive. And that's just not for the second coming. That's right now. And, you know, it's something that's come to me over the last two or three months or last little while, is that if you've got the Holy Spirit living in you, and Rodney said it before, that Jesus said not only will the Holy Spirit be there, but the Father and the Son will be living inside of you. Now, we don't understand how that happened, but if Jesus said it, it's true. That makes you a walking revival. You don't have to pray for revival. You are the revival. When you come into a place, you don't have to pray for the atmosphere. You are the atmosphere. It's the same as Jesus was the atmosphere. He didn't have Hillsong or a worship team with him to bring us into the atmosphere. He just went in and did it because he knew that when he was there, he was the revival. He was the atmosphere, and he told people to get healed, and they did get healed. We can do the same works as Jesus did. And so therefore, in this room, if a whole lot of people are filled with the Holy Spirit, what awesome power is here and just in this room? You are the revival. You can walk into a spiritist church and the demons have to run away because you are the revival. You know what? All God wants you to do is just believe it. Just believe it. Believe the word of God. Every situation that you walk into, you can say, let this situation come into line with the word of God. Then the Holy Spirit in me is greater than anything that would come against me here. That I am the atmosphere because I come in the name of Jesus as his representative. And when you're his representative, you've got the Holy Spirit working with power to confirm it and vindicate it.
Good. What do you mean? There's more words there? Okay, we'll come to you.
Just before the other men spoke about men, I was looking that way. I saw you guys there in front. And I just, in my spirit, I just could sense God's tremendous joy, because it is saying that you have been father to the people around you, your sphere of influence, like your families, the people you meet in the workplace, in the marketplace. And God is tremendously happy for what you are doing, and he's saying you're father to the churches, you're father to the nations. Yeah.
Sister, what's your name?
Oh, Grace.
Sorry?
Grace.
Grace. Yeah, you've got a prophetic gift, and I want to encourage you to stir up your gift. There's an authority that you carry in God, and I really believe the Lord wants to use you in a powerful way in the church and in the youth ministry, young people ministering into their lives. I believe you're carrying something to unite people and bring them into the purposes of God. Stir up your gift and be used and available for God. I believe there's greater things to come in your ministry, in your life. God is raising you up at this hour. Keep going in God.
But wait, there's more.
Bring it on.
Grace, as Len was speaking to you, I discerned you have a gift of discernment. You see things. God wants you to use your spiritual eyes to pick up, to discern, and to know just who you're to talk to and who you're not to and so on. This is a very key gift for your future. Future starting from now. Right? God is going to use you to release people, even into full-time ministry. So don't underestimate what God has put inside of you. All right? Good.
Thank you very much.
And you can sing it from the housetops.
Try it today.
Don't go. There's another one.
Before Rodney got up, before I got two words, you're a seer. Three words, you're a seer. You will see, as Rodney said, you will see things. But you're also going to hear things. You can be one of these that it says in Revelation, he who has an ear to hear and an eye to see. You have both those things. Just allow God to continue to move through your life. And I believe you will see new life come into the church that you belong to. You will have people who will speak against you because they cannot understand where you are coming from. But God has given you, know this, God has given you an authority. You didn't choose me, I chose you. And I have ordained you. And the fruit that you bring is going to be going to last. It will not perish, it will last. So go forth, lovey, and produce that fruit that God wants you to produce. Precious sweetheart.
Thank you very much. I just saw a picture from you, and it was like a pole. I just saw a vision, and there was a pole, and on the top there was a big propeller, and it was going round, flat out. And I believe that you're going to cause that sort of stirring in this church and places where you go in the spirit. So get stirring, girl.
Just before you run away, what's your name?
Eileen.
Okay. Now, you're very different to her, aren't you? Just look at me. God's put within you a sweet spirit. And you're going to touch people that others can't. Don't you be surprised if you've got people in your arms who are weeping their head off and their heart out simply because they know that you, with your sweet spirit, understands what they're going through. As I'm talking to you, God's giving you the gift of identification. You will be able to identify with where people are at. You know? And you're going to see so many people healed, especially emotionally healed, right in your arms. So don't run away from it. Don't feel that you can't do it. God's just made you a beautiful, sweet young lady that will be an instrument in his hands more and more. So God bless you.
Thank you.
You're my sister. You got a word?
Can I just add to what Rodney was saying there? I really believe God is also healing, he's restoring your heart. Some of the disappointments that have happened around you that have caused you to pull back and hold back. God wants to restore back the joy of your salvation. Don't worry about, you know, the past. God is a God that heals and restores and comes back and lifts us up and takes us onwards and upwards in what he's got for us. So you need to forgive yourself. He's forgiven you. So I speak healing upon you today in the name of Jesus, that your spirit would be healed today from all trauma, from all disappointment, from all heartache and regrets. I lift them off you today in Jesus' name, that you will be healed and that you will rise up a mighty woman of God. Come on, be healed, receive today in Jesus' name. Thank you for your daughter, Lord, and we lift her up and we speak restoration into her life today in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord.
Amen.
And it's not all, because when you said I got it, you know, Jesus saw Nathanael under the tree, and he said, "Behold, an Israelite whom there is no guile." And I said, "What does that mean for her?" And what Jesus sees in you, there's no guile, there's no bitterness, there's nothing that Jesus would not love about you. He loves you because he sees your heart, and your heart is pure, your heart is good. You're a good-hearted person, and Jesus can do a lot for that. And, you know, it's his goodness that he's put inside of you. And all you have to do is believe that Jesus is with you wherever you go, and he'll confirm your ministry with signs following, because he loves you, and he'll pour his love through you out to other people. And you'll just be amazed at what Jesus can do through you.
Thank you. Well, we better not leave without... What's your name?
Daphne.
Daphne or Daphne?
Daphne, yeah.
Daphne.
Yeah.
You're a character, Daphne. Just look at me. You have been raised up to be a woman of faith. You like adventure. And you like challenge. And God says, that's my girl. Because, you know, you need faith to please God. And you're the type of person that God has gifted to be able to do things that others wouldn't do. You're like Peter, let me, Lord, if it's you, let me come out of the boat. That's the kind of girl. And God's going to give you some of those experiences. And so I just really want to encourage you. I get the word breakthrough ministry. God's going to use you to bring breakthrough into people's lives. He's going to ask you to do things that naturally you think, oh, no, I couldn't do that. But God knows you can. And so God's giving you adventures and challenges that's just going to really build your faith. And I say, good on you. I admire somebody like that. You go for it. And if it gets tough, just go and have a cry in her arms.
Yes, it's Paul here. Jesus trusts you that whatever's in your heart, because your heart is a good heart too that he's put into you, and Jesus trusts you that whatever is in your heart, you can do, and the Holy Spirit will follow you. See, he's waiting for you to do it, and then he will follow it, because he said, these signs shall follow those who believe. So you've got to do the believing, you've got to do the doing, you've got to do the Bible, and the Holy Spirit will follow you. And that you don't have to wait for the Holy Spirit to lead you, but the Holy Spirit will follow you. So use your initiative, see the areas of ministry, step in faith. And I'll tell you what, it doesn't matter how far you go, it doesn't matter how dramatic it is, the Holy Spirit will give you the ability, because he will follow you up and he'll give you the power and the ability to do what's in your heart, because you love people, you love Jesus, and as you reach out in love, then the Holy Spirit will be there to provide the power and the ability. No matter how far you go, no matter how far out you go, no matter how far away from your comfort zone you go, the Holy Spirit will be your comfort zone, because Jesus trusts you to do the work that he's called you to do.
Yeah, I just encourage you. I see you have leadership gifts in that God is going to use you to clear the way for others. And he just showed me that picture of, you know, how the geese fly in a formation, and there's always one at the front, and the one at the front sort of is the one that breaks through. And he does something to the air that gives the others a bit more lift, and the ones behind them give the ones behind them lift. And I just had a sense that you're the one at the front. You're like the sharp end of the stick, and that God's going to use you to break through, and you're going to have other people behind you who are going to follow up and who are going to carry on from what you have started. So don't be afraid. God is with you. You are that sharp end of the stick. With the Holy Spirit in you, you can do anything he asks you to do, and he's going to ask you to do some things. Exciting times. There she
is. This is lovely, dear love. I'll get the word oddball. He's an oddball. A real oddball. But God has worked miraculously through this man. And God wants, because you are a spearhead. And you see at the sharp end of the stick, you're a spearhead.
And a goose.
When you, as you lead, you're going to hit the mark. As you speak out, you will hit the mark. So don't be afraid to open your mouth and speak out. because you will hit the mark. Be an oddball for Jesus as he is. But don't be like him, whatever you do. Bless you, love.
Yeah, I just see something also unusual that, you know, there's that forerunning thing upon you that you sometimes run ahead and you make a wave when you go ahead, but others will follow that. So don't be, you know, keep going and making a way because others will follow. And those behind you, you know, if you take that analogy that Barry used about the goose that's in the front, the others behind you are supposed to honk, you know, to keep you going. So find a few of them around you that can encourage you to keep going because, you know, what's in you is going to lead others. I see team ministry around you, but the leadership gift in you is going to incorporate others and cause them to go onwards and upwards in God. Keep going. We'll keep honking for you. There's a lot of honking going on, but anyway.
Eileen, it's Tate Thripstone here. Don't be afraid to weep with those who weep, because God has given you that very soft heart. And they will be blessed and they'll be set free. Tears will flow, but you'll weep with those who weep, and you will rejoice with those who rejoice.
Just sit down. I got to sit down, I can't get up. I just, for that one over there. God has chosen you and given you this sacred trust, and you have no choice but to do it.
Daphne, you reminded me, I think you were with me, Barry, in Wales, talking about God asking you to do things, you know, talk about oddball things. I'm in this pastor's meeting in Wales, and there's this big black pastor, Negro sort of pastor fella, and he had this totally shiny bald head, more shiny than this one, and he's had a lot of hands laid on him. And, and I'm sitting in this pastor's meeting with this big black brother with his shiny, totally shaved head, and the Holy Spirit said to me, tell him to let his hair down. So I explained to the Lord that we're in a pastor's meeting and I have to be very careful what I say in those meetings and so on like that. And I did not want to tell him that. Tell him to let his hair down. So finally I said to this brother, I said, now please don't misunderstand me. I'm trying to make it as easy as possible for me. I said, the Holy Spirit told me to tell you to let your hair down. Well, the pastor's wondering what I was getting on at, but this brother just both broke out into a great big smile and grabbed my hands and he says, thank you, brother. I know just what you're talking about. Thank you.
Well, we were talking before about, as believers, we all have the Holy Spirit within us. But I just got a picture of, a lot of us are a bit like a pot plant that has sort of been stuck in the corner and neglected a wee bit, and we need refreshing, and we need the water of the Word to refresh us. And we will just come forth with fresh green shoots, and that's what God wants to do in us.